Blind Cool Tech.
No,
the Fraser Arms Museum. We always are. We live in one. On, what is today, the 6th? No, 5th of September, isn't it? Of 05. Did you say it was $9 a piece? Smells new in here. Hey there.
Are you folks members?
No.
Okay. In that case, it will be $9 for adults, $6 for students.
Let's see.
Card on card there. That's just the three of you?
Yeah.
You have a 2-year-old with you?
She's over.
Okay. I need to count her just so they know. Two adults, one student, and one child in 5th grade. That's $24.
$24 Fraser Arms Museum on the 5th.
Okay, may I get your zip code, please?
4206.
Recommend starting on the 3rd floor and working your way down, like I was explaining to that gentleman. And also, if you'd like to keep your receipt, you can apply your admission for a membership if you're interested. And the membership brochure and map are both in that little group there. And this is your schedule.
Oh, did you get one? Okay.
First floor interpretive area and stairs are to the left. Elevator to the 3rd floor is to the right. And whenever you're ready, we suggest starting on the 3rd floor.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
What's in this lobby area?
No. I was just wondering.
Big map.
Here.
Is this a touching map?
Looks like it would be.
You've been where and where?
Bolivia. I've been to Cochabamba, Santa Cruz. No, not Santa Cruz. Yeah, Santa Cruz. I haven't been to La Paz.
I've been here.
Where?
Namibia. No, I just made this up.
It says Germany on there?
Everything's on here.
Is this Kelsterbach and Wiesbaden?
Oh, no. They're not on there.
Well, I've been there.
Here's that.
This must be small place.
There's a big lake in Bolivia called Lake Titicaca.
Lake what?
Titicaca.
There it is right there. Titicaca.
Yeah, it.
It's called Titicaca.
It is.
What was it? What was the door house?
In 1906, it was a tobacco warehouse.
It has the original brick on the side. After a tornado devastated many warehouses in 1890, most were rebuilt, but not the one at the northeast corner of 9th and 9th. In 1897, Lovell tobacco businessman John Dorhofer engaged architects to design a grand commercial structure for the site. The Dorhofer building proposed and suffered through the depressions. The Great Flood of 1937, suburban flight from downtown Lovell after World War II. do. I have a problem saying that. Mm-hmm. In the city shrinking industrial base. In the 1970s, one of the nation's largest historic preservation movements emerged in Louisville, and the diverse buildings and the West Main Street began to see new life as galleries, office offices, stores, and clothing centers. With its purchase of the Dorhoff Building in 2001, the Fraser Historical Arms Foundation made a commitment to the continuing restaurants of downtown.
Oh, I never noticed they had like a little castle thing at the top there.
Building, I didn't see it. Ooh, I want to see. I wonder if we missed all the little interpretations.
Did you look in there?
I can really watch a man in some like 16th century gear. Might turn it down a little bit.
They're down here, aren't they? The interpretations.
I think they're all in different spots and throughout. That would be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if I could have lived in that time.
You like somebody dragging you around by the hair?
No, I would have been a witch. A rich lady. I would have had to have been a rich lady.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to have been a peasant. That would have been horrible. Mm-hmm. But those dudes were sexy.
I like the ones in. Go ahead, Sean. Is this the third floor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, Happy.
I'm with you, Mappy.
Chase, wait.
Sorry.
Excuse us.
Sorry.
Excuse us.
Okay. Which one?
Indians of India. Wall of Steel, the Tower of London. Honor 17th century, pikemen's pot helmets, English about 1635, breast and back plates, probably French, and it's about 1625.
Wow.
Oh, that's what those are. Oh, and then there's a cannon. Cannon barrels, there's like two cannon barrels on each side. And it's the 19th century, it's a bronze, 3-pounder gun barrel, English in 1859. A bronze 3-pounder smooth bore gun barrel, the English, signed by I.H. King, Woolwich, London, 1810. In the Yemen Borders uniform, 2003, kindly loaned by Yemen Border George Brody. He's retired in the historic Royal Palace.
These are from.
Right. Armors and gun barrels as once displayed in the canyon room in the basement of the White Tower. And there's a picture of it there.
Oh, you can really touch it?
Well, I don't know, but we're going to.
Awesome.
Those are the cannons.
Well, what would you say about aliens?
Touch it quick. Are we going to use
TikTok? Yeah. Get your hands off from it now.
No. Okay, I'm going to put your book back here, okay?
It doesn't say don't touch.
Yes, it does. Oh, real big at the bottom.
Oh.
Please do not touch the display.
Does it say that?
You know what? I should start asking for gloves or bringing cotton gloves so I could touch these kind of
things. Well, I wonder if they have like a video description.
You should what?
Ask for like some, or bring some cotton gloves so you could touch without getting your oil on the.
Yeah. Foot soldiers' armor is hung up on the walls of the armories once the war is over. The pikeman takes off his hot helmet, breastplate, and backplate, and they are returned to the arsenal at the tower where they are hung on the walls. The breastplates and backplates are proudly worn.
Proudly worn war
booty? You heard a capture from, is that where Michelle?
Marshall
Torres in 1625.
you look closely, you can see Torrey's name engraved on the carriages. The Helmsburg Commission from English Armor is to complete the new equipment or kit so that it could be reissued.
Yeah, I bet that was some heavy stuff to wear.
Sat on a low tower, but soon the walls were raised to their present height, and it was not until the end of the Middle Ages that a new roof was added. The White Tower and the other buildings that make up the Tower of London have served as a royal palace, a fortress, a prison, and a military arsenal. Weapons have been made and stored here from the 13th century. Longbows and arrows that won famous victories in France. Early handguns, medieval ancestors of the efficient and deadly firearms that we know today. But nothing now remains of these countless weapons that were stored here in the Middle Ages. Nothing except these two great swords.
What happened in the Middle Ages?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
No, they don't know.
What did you say, Liz?
These are posters.
One block this way says the Tower of London. It says the Tower of London is a royal palace and the historic home to the national collections of arms and armor. The royal armory for nearly 1,000 years it has been the showplace and symbol of power. It was the ultimate visitor attraction long before the concept.
Concept of what now?
Concept had been invented. The Tower of London is not just one tower, it has 23 towers set into two rings of walls and gatehouses that surround the great central White Tower.
It's got the tower.
Hey, what are you crying about?
Do you want
to
walk?
Get down.
What's his mom
I don't
say?
Know, guys. I suck at this. Should I let her get down?
It's up to you.
If you don't, make sure you pick your fight carefully, Shell.
If we have to wait to see what Mama says, you have to hold someone's hand.
Y'all suck, dude. You can get down, but you have to hold someone's hand. I like that one.
You going to hold my hand or are you going to hold Mommy's hand?
First hand.
Whose hand? Okay, come on.
Go.
She had to think about it, Michelle.
The tribes, this is the tower site in AD 40, the earliest inhabitants. The tribes living in the area originally came from mainland Europe and settled on the Thames. They lived in several huts.
Put your book there.
In an enclosure built on a hill to avoid danger of flooding.
Okay, you buckle it and we're going to see, okay?
I guess I'm with you now, Boo-Boo.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I like being with you.
We're holding people up. Okay.
Look at that.
The tower got really nice in 1200.
Can we go do
that? We don't have all day to see. Push it. Hold my hand. You hold my hand or you
hold it. Oh, that's because
you can't read it.
I always said I wanted to come here without her.
You had to sit in there to read your book. Now, do you want to read your book or not? Do you want to read it? Okay. You going to hold my hand? Okay.
It's a horse.
I want to read about this one. Richard the Lionheart, William the Conqueror's great-great-grandson, became king in 1189 and promptly departed on the Crusades in the Middle East. He left his chancellor, Bishop Longchamp, in charge of England. Longchamp began to enclose fully and fortify the tower. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's more stuff. There's so much reading.
So is there what pictures of what?
That tower coming up. It took a long time. The Tower of London. What's the deal with the Tower of London?
They've been trying to tell you, Michelle.
I just won't read, huh? Looks like it got a little messed up in 1942.
Oh, from World War II.
Yeah. Bombs destroyed a large guardhouse to the southwest of the White Tower. The last death sentence was carried out on August 15, 1941, when German spy Joseph Jacobs was executed sitting in a chair by a firing squad. Does that have to do with anything?
So this is all just posters on the walls?
Yeah. Isn't that long? Here we go. Here's some stuff. No, new horse armory. It's behind glass. Look closely at the replica of a human arm holding a naval boarding axe. It was made using old gun parts. Okay. Made from pieces of war equipment, it symbolizes a mighty warrior. Artistic and recycled. Look closely at the snake as well. The old gun parts have been placed very artistically, resemble the pattern of a snake's skin. I don't see this. Oh, there it is. A royal shield. The mahogany shield bears the British royal arms used from 1837 onwards. Different parts of the United Kingdom are represented heraldically. Three lions of England, the lion rampant of Scotland, and the hearts of Ireland, Wales. A principality does not have a separate symbol. Matching pair. The shield was produced as a copy of some Roman numerals, 27, made from pine and relief decoration molded from a mixture of shellac, a resin secreted from the female lac insect found in India. A colophony? Man, I'm going to be podcasting. Reading. I'm bad at reading.
Go ahead, you're fine.
It has been painted in gilded to match. It's British late 19th century. Flower power. The fashion for recycling weapons produced some unusual results. The petals of this flower are made from the tips of bayonets, cut down and curled to look more realistic. That's really pretty.
Move it.
That flower. 19th century illustrations of the White Tower displays include huge sunflowers made in a similar way.
Cool.
That's a pretty shield, too. What is this? A heart? Who's got a heart? Were you paying attention?
Yeah, but I cannot answer the question.
Okay. The Harp of Ireland.
Of course I was paying attention.
I cannot answer. Rolling Thunder. Following the fall of the Roman Empire in 476 AD, the conquering Germanic armies mostly fought on foot. By the 10th century, they usually fought in a shield wall, a line of spearmen, supported by light infantry and some cavalry. Who tended to dismount for battle. Wealthier warriors were equipped with mail shirt, helmet, shield, and axe. The poorer with spear and shield. The Roman cavalry tradition survived in France, where Charlemagne, from 742 to 814, and his successors used heavy spear-armed cavalry and infantry. The Normans also employed spear-armed cavalry, protected by helmet and mail armor. They used a slashing sword for the second phase of combat. It was this type of mounted knight that dominated the battlefield of Europe for the next four centuries. Through both effectiveness and terror. He breaks his shield and bursts open his hauberk, cuts through his bones, and tears away the whole spine from his back. And with his lance, he thrusts it well home and causes the body to swing back and hurls him dead from the horse, a full lance length away. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And then they got, like, spurs and saddle. You know, what are they called? The things that you put your feet in?
Yeah, spurs. Oh, on the saddle and stirrups?
Stirrups, thank you. Stirrups gave the rider a more secure seat, whether for a peaceful or warlike purposes. Paired stirrups appeared in China in 4th century AD and in Europe in 6th century AD. By the 11th century, they were in common use. The high cantled war saddle together with the stirrups provided a secure mobile fighting platform. A knight could deliver strong sword blows, and more importantly, cavalry could charge with the lance couched under the arm. Previously, the lance has been used to stab and throw at the enemy. The couched lance enabled the momentum of horse and rider to be combined at the moment of impact. Mounted shock combat was effective and contributed towards the dominance of cavalry on the early medieval battlefield. A French soldier raises his shield and struck with his lance at the on the breast so that iron passed out his back. These are gross.
Yeah.
Then they have European stirrups from the 13th century.
What do they look like? Just
they look like stirrups.
There's nothing different about them.
They're just rusty and they're shaped. They're smaller.
Are they?
Yeah, because people have little feet back then. This stirrup before the snaffle bit, European stirrup.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like a stirrup. It's just like I wish you could touch it. It's just two pieces of stuff hooked together. It would move, I guess, if you pushed his foot. The word knight comes from the Old English sheint, a boy or servant, while chivalry comes with the French chevalier or cavalryman. A knight was a professional mounted soldier, and this required enough income to buy and sustain a horse and the equipment to go with it. Knighthood emerged in the 11th century and was open to anyone who obtained the right training and equipment. From the late 12th century, the knightly soldiers of Christ appeared, following codes of behavior that we now call chivalry. A prayer from the knighting ceremony sums up these ideas. Heartbroken, we beseech thee, O Lord, to our prayers and thine to bless the sword with which this thy servant desires to be girded, that it may be a defense of churches, widows, orphans, and all thy servants, that it may be the terror and dread of other evildoers, and that it may be both an attack and defense. In the 13th century, heredity became more significant than knighthood, became restricted to descendants of knights. Kings also gained a monopoly on war making, and as the older form of military service owed to one's immediate lord became obsolete, knighthood, W-A-N-E-D.
Named.
What's that mean?
It kind of got less important. Or less prevalent.
Cool.
What is it?
It says, the Battle of Hastings, 14 October 1066. The Norman infantry, archers, and cavalry all played an important part in the defeat of Harold of Hastings. The cavalrymen prepared to throw his spears. It's just a little picture, but it's got like a real horse, and not a real horse, but a life-size mannequins and horses. And they're all wearing, I wonder if it's real. Norman horsemen made a final assault on the Saxons. Illustration of the battle of Hastings by Caton Woodville.
Please do not touch the display. I don't think they're wearing good stuff, but that'd be cool if they were, wouldn't it? Here, come on.
Uh oh.
Did you touch it?
No, I just reached over there. I didn't do that, did I? So is that armor?
Is real stuff.
Is the armor metal?
Well, he's got like one of those like fence, like it's like a net, but it's made out of metal. You
yeah,
know what
a chain,
I mean?
Yeah. Mail.
And he's got one of those hats on that have the thing down over the nose.
Uh huh. Wow.
And here's a real one right here. It's a mail shirt. Hauberk is one of the finest medieval mail shirts in existence. It is constructed entirely of riveted mail rings with borders of brass rings. A budded brass ring at the neck is inscribed with letters V and A, three crowns, and a pierced amulet link. Also, a brass is found at the left armpit. And mail shirt, probably German, 15th century. Iron wire brass. That's cool. Then there's a shield from the mid-15th century, Austria. Shields were portable devices which evolved into many forms for different purposes. The kite shield was useful for cavalry as it covered part of the leg. Infantry found shields useful for lining up to create shield walls. During the 13th century, a knight's shield took on a shorter heater shape, smaller and less cumbersome than the kite shield.
So is this one of those that's like pointed at the bottom? Or?
No, it's got like a, it's like flat, but then the middle just all pops up a little bit.
Hmm.
It's really not that cool. Like, I don't know, it's weird looking. It's got art on it, but it's crap art. So it's really an old shield.
I guess.
I would not. That does not look like it's very protective at all. And there's some crossbow bolts from the European 15th century. And broad-headed longbow arrow, European 15th century. Do you want to hear about the bows?
Yeah, if you want to read it, I'd love to.
In medieval Europe, missile weapons were used mostly by infantry. The crossbow was the preferred weapon on the continent. Its power enabled short but heavy bolts to be shot over similar ranges to the lighter longbow arrows up to about 250 yards and to cause considerable damage on impact.
Wow, I didn't realize they could shoot them that far.
The bolts were usually fitted with two fletchings made of wood or hard leather, which were more robust than feathers. Improvements made it possible to build increasingly powerful crossbows, but loading became more complex and time-consuming. The longbow was used throughout Europe, but it was the favored weapon of English and Welsh infantry. Trained archers could shoot with great accuracy up to 12 arrows a minute or more. Training began in childhood and continued through the shooting life of the archer. A wide variety of arrowheads was used during the Middle Ages. Long, thin, pointing bodkin heads with intended for use against armored foes. Broad-headed ones were used in peacetime for hunting large game and in war against horses and unarmed men.
Well, why do we always have to have a war? People go through all kind of elaborate things just to...
Because they wanted that land.
Yeah.
The use of bows presented the armored soldier with entirely new problems. A longbow is formed of a single piece of wood, usually yew, and in skilled hands it was deadly. Disgusting descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
One of his men was struck by an arrow. It went right through his thigh, where it was protected outside and inside the leg by his armor, and then through his leather tunic. Next, it penetrated the saddle and finally lodged in his horse, driving in so deep that it killed the animal. Use of the longbow by French, or by English and Welsh infantry calls the French men at arms the Hundred Years' War to fight on foot rather than the risk of having a horse shot. Wow, these are twisted. I don't like this stuff.
Why?
This picture of this battle is twisted. There's tons of arrows in the ground and dead people. The War of the Roses. It's the one that Joan of Arc kind of had a part of. The War of the Roses was a dynastic struggle. It grew out of dispute between the houses of York, whose emblem was a white rose, and Lancaster, whose badge was a red rose, over who should control the mentally unstable King Henry VI. Henry made the Duke of Somerset protector of the realm, and the struggle reached crisis point when an army commanded by York fought one under the Duke of Somerset at St. Albans in 1455. Somerset was slain, but the Civil War continued. The Duke of York was killed at Wakefield in about 1460, but in 1461, his son declared himself King Edward VI. England now had two kings. At Towton in 1461, while the Lancastrians were defeated, Edward executed Henry in 1471, and the Lancastrian claimant, Henry Tudor, fled to France in 1473. Edward VI died in 1483, and his brother Richard came to the throne and was so confused.
Yeah, I lost track. It's like a soap opera.
Yeah. Yeah. A bunch of people died too. It was snowing this day, apparently.
Oh, with this, in this picture with the dead people everywhere.
But it's the Battle of Towton. It was on 29th of March, 1469. Two Yorkist archers of William Neville, Lord Fauconberry, attack a bannerman of the Lancastrian Lord Dockery. An arrow probably shot by one of the Fauconberry's archers had killed Dockery earlier in the battle. There's some brutal people. Figure some swords.
Where's your daughter?
I don't know where they are. Should we go find her?
I don't know.
I feel bad.
Probably.
This is like one of those night hats. It's got the little slit right on the eyes.
Yeah.
Just a tiny slit.
And it, and that whole part with the eyes raises up.
Yeah. The cliche was about 1490
to 2000. Here. This is a good size area up here.
This is where they have a tournament right here. There's going to be a tournament right now, but.
To behave. I used to take you guys to places like this when you were little.
Take forever.
What'd you say? No. Oh, I don't think it is. Yeah, I think we need to stick together.
What?
I said, I think we all need to stick together. Back the other and up one.
Yeah, I don't go on.
No, I hear it.
You do? You gonna go on the second floor? And then we'll check there?
I guess we could try it. Maybe we do need to come with our Mars.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we have seen him go by?
No. Sounded like Liz coughing, didn't it?
Well, darn, I was hoping we could check this place out. Good.
Yeah, me too. There's so much to read. This Marley can't. Like, we went through like a tenth of everything that's on this floor. And how long did that take?
That's not Marley you hear right there?
They're downstairs.
Oh.
There's a big opening. Sorry. I forgot to tell you that part. There's like a big balcony and we can look down on the second floor. And that's why we hear them. They're definitely down on the second floor. We've seen them. It's like halls. You can't. Unless they went back to where we were before.
They would leave the floor without telling us. But
would you want to go back up there and look at them? For them?
You looked pretty good, didn't you?
And remember the shoes and vest? This is like old Western
stuff. Hmm. Off in the U.S. stuff. Okay. Wow, this would be neat to check out.
Huh?
This would be neat to check out.
This conception, cowboys in India. Hollywood has often exaggerated the condition of cowboys in India as adversary. In truth, it was more often soldiers than U.S. military companies. As for cowboys and Indians, the more likely interaction occurred when they sought compensation for each of their lands from cowboys and Canada as a community.
Through here?
Pioneer women and people on the prairie. She's gross.
Oh,
just her outfit's all dirty. She's got a gun.
you like to have lived in those times?
Mountain men.
Yeah, well, I hope we can spend a little bit of time here.
Louisville, gateway to the west.
Even before St. Louis was.
So cities grew at the edge of the frontier thanks to businessmen that sprang up to support westward migration. By 1807, Louisville had almost 1,000 residents, despite the mosquito-infested malarial swamps. The town succeeded because of the importance of as a river port. Depending on the water level of the Ohio River, goods often had to be offloaded, carted by land around falls, and then reloaded. That's what Westport Broadcast is. To entrepreneurs, that meant business opportunities.
Planes have a very tall U-fall,
that's why.
I wouldn't really miss the mother in it, unless they went back to the New York pool.
Your cannons were bitten by flames.
Yeah.
The pool is like a big mess.
It's like a what?
Big mess. But they're not in that big theater, do you think?
I don't know.
Listen, Clark. American pioneers crossed the Western forests. The tall grass plains that stretched across the middle of the continent. The mountains that stood between the plains and the Pacific Ocean.
That'd be kind of cool to watch, too.
To these adventurers, a born buffalo. It was an indispensable tool that enabled pioneers to protect and feed their lands. Many of them carried the staple of American firearms known as Kentucky long rifles, though most of these were actually made in Pennsylvania.
I wish I had some more people. Do you have yours?
Yeah, but I bet Liz doesn't have hers. She gave me her wallet and stuff, so that if she has her phone.
This art exhibit contains
images.
Hey, my friend did this. Come here a second. We have to take a moment out. This is an art exhibit. This is the gallery. My bad. Celebrating women. This girl right here. I used to work with her. She got second place. It's just a big photograph. This woman is standing there without a shirt on. And she's looking at this guy, and it's just all old fashioned looking. I don't know.
And why does she not have a shirt on?
I don't know. You can only see her back. You can't see the front of her. I don't know.
You worked with her at Edwards?
Mm-hmm. But now she's gone, it's all right.
You know what I mean? Like, I liked her, but I didn't like working with her. I liked her as a human being. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She drove me nuts. She brought naturally. She was such a good baby. She brought natural pain.
Natural what? I wonder if we should go back up to the third floor. Or do you want to try the first? Yeah, I do too.
Why did we split up?
Why did we?
Where's the
attention all museum guests. The next interpreters program will be held in 5 minutes on the first floor stage area.
Well, no, I don't think that's fair.
No, I meant maybe they're going to go down there. Do you think so?
Well, we can look. We can certainly check.
Does Marley look like that, don't you think?
Don't know.
Maybe I should just take your arms to the
house. Well, let's just find them and see what's going on. There she is.
It's not her, it's a baby, Dad.
Oh, is it?
Really talks. She doesn't do that.
Is there not stairs we can just walk up?
Why not with a strong
one? Not caring. I mean, the elevator's here, man.
No stairs.
Huh? Bet they do.
I don't even know where to look. This is so lame.
This, we shouldn't have separated. I guess let's go back up to the third floor.
Hold on. We'll go back up to the floor.
Hey, you guys wouldn't happen to, would it be possible, like, if I brought some cotton gloves or something that I could touch some of these things?
I tell you what, not the order during the game collection, because most of it is secured behind glass.
Yeah, I'm not talking about those.
But, we are trying to put together some, a card or some ability where people can handle different things, you know, mm-hmm. some of the reproductions. If I could suggest, one of the things you may do is contact our education department.
Okay.
What they may be able to do is, I know they have stuff that they use for school groups and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Contact them and see when they would be here, that type of thing. I'll buy for a visit.
Okay. You know. We can try that. All right, thanks.
Okay.
A what?
I wonder if they're in the fun zone.
Let's look. Well, you've mentioned that about a dozen times.
Justice and wisdom of declaring independence. happy to go to?
Mine's your house.
No, that's mom.
I ask you, what will America derive by declaring independence? Will it frighten Great Britain into your terms? Or not? With security of foreign allies, well, you know not it will, have every reason to think the contrary. Will it strengthen the hands of your friends in England, your advocates in Parliament? Or that would have a direct contrary effect. If we unite the whole force of Great Britain and Ireland against you, who can fair the reflections cast upon you by ministerial arrogance, and you, to look the sword, to establish an independent empire. To declare independence would certainly be a leap into the dark.
My response, I offer nothing more than certain facts, plain arguments, and common sense. So, as the desperate need of American independence from tyrannical British rule, the sun never shone on a cause of greater worth. But this is not simply the affair of a city, a country, a province,
of course they don't go on.
But on a continent.
We just looked for you on the second and on this one.
So you'll be on the third floor?
We didn't nearly go through all of it. We were looking for you. We wanted to stay together.
We would have been okay. It's not like this place is huge. We saw it.
You did?
On the third floor, that is. You were going to the second floor.
We can go.
So far happened that the first attempt had miserably failed. Peace amongst rebels, peace is dead.
If y'all looked at the whole third floor, you must be doing the express version. I'll stick with you. Yeah. Good. Shelly, you want me to grab that stroller and just carry it in case she needs it? It's behind the desk. Yeah. The development of the the enclosed cartridge with the powder and the bullet in both together was probably a major milestone in weaponry.
1759 in Vienna, Austria. It's blue steel on gilt bronze, silver, and walnut, and ebony steel.
Real long barrel.
Yeah, just everything's like all decorated.
Sure.
This example was presented to Captain Charles L. White, one of the two captains of Company A, 3rd Kentucky Volunteer Cavalry Regiment, USA. White saw extensive action in Kentucky and Tennessee and was killed in the campaign to take Savannah in 1864. It is unlikely that Fletcher and Bennett produced the sword in its entirety. Presentation at Harms often combined foreign-made components with locally made mounting and inscription. Most blades came from Germany. Some of the best jewelers of the days, including Tiffany, then in fashion, mounted them. This example, which includes engraved and chased decoration as well as a silver grip, is a piece of exceptional quality.
Hmm. Look pretty good. You have to appreciate a sword like this. Huh?
Okay, we
walk. Yeah, this second floor is kind of interesting. Both of us with you.
She's been good.
Okay.
Yeah, but we can't stop to read everything.
I did.
You did not read
everything I wanted to read.
Well, everything you wanted to read. Come here.
Come here. Look at those.
Well, here's those gunpowder glass. Gunpowder glass.
There was what, Ben?
There's more to this than guns. Shotguns.
Don't surprise.
1918, 1932, 1932, 1932. Hey, listen, we don't run. We're in a museum, okay? We walk. They should have some bow and arrows here, too, from the Indian times on this floor.
Your salt and pepper shakers?
That's a horizon.
Yeah, on one side.
It's hard, baby.
It's one side, it's...
Don't touch it.
It's the pepper shakers, okay? And then you have like a rooster, things like that. Rooster and an old pot belly stove.
Hmm.
And on the other side, your first row is all salt shakers.
Oh,
I mean, they're all the same kind, mm-hmm. but they have salt in them.
That's the difference between the white and the black, mm-hmm. is salt and pepper.
Touch it. Don't touch it. Come on.
Come over here. I saw it already. Come over here.
Look at these.
Come on.
What kind of drum?
It's a late 1800s German drum.
Just the one little drum, yeah, that the soldiers do, you know.
Oh, okay.
Do not run. Do you hear me?
Maybe a museum wasn't such a good idea.
She walked and everything. Ooh. Double rifle with cape and accessories presented to President Theodore Roosevelt, 1909. Serial number 19109. Purchased with funds provided by Osmond Brown Frazier. Holland and Holland rifles have been the standard for big game hunters since the late 1800s. This double rifle was certainly the most powerful gun Roosevelt ever owned. It was made in 1908 at the request of the well-known hunter Edward North Buxton, personal friend of Roosevelt. It was presented to Roosevelt by more than 15 outstanding British conservationist and hunters in 1909 as he prepared to set off his Smithsonian-sponsored American safari.
Well, who was Fraser? Is he like
a
Louisville businessman?
Yeah, it's something. I forgot.
So the barrels on that are side by side? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You're going to have to behave yourself, girl.
Thank you.
Statue of me? I mean, a mannequin?
No, it's like a big poster. Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer. Okay, well, then you hold my hand and I'm going to have to hold it so tight. Okay? Look at this. Scouts. What's this one? Curly Custer Scout.
And don't
see the lion. I don't see the lion.
I don't see the lion.
Here, can you hear what she's saying?
They belong to Custer, you say?
Yeah.
Hey, Liz.
Oh, look, here's something about the
local squad. Do they have about the Trail of Tears in here?
I don't know yet.
Maybe further down.
Look, here's about the local
Louisville Chief of Detectives. Here's this, some of this stuff. Like a picture and a badge and a little gun and stuff.
Is this from when?
Some keys. And, 1875. He was hired to solve a bank robbery in Russellville, Kentucky. Look, here's Jesse James stuff.
Really?
Hey, slow down, guys.
What do they have here?
Jesse James, at 2 o'clock today, Monday, April 10th, the household goods and all the effects of the late Jesse James will be sold in an auction. They have like an old paper. It's from 1818. So they're going to auction stuff.
They're going to catch up.
And there was a new technology that captured America's imagination, moving pictures. While embracing this new age, many Americans still long for the stories of the old ones.
You see that Jesse James stuff? Wasn't he, wasn't it in Kansas or Missouri that he got killed? What, Shell?
Young, skinny, wiry fellows, not under 18. Orphans preferred, wages $25 a week.
Orphans
must
preferred.
Must be willing to face death regularly. I don't know what this for it is.
Okay. Me to hold her for a while? Expect it to, right?
I know. The well-armed gentleman of the 1800s had a knife, big gun, and little gun hidden into his jacket.
That pioneer that is gross, aren't you glad you don't look like that?
There's a U.S. infantryman. I wonder if these are really the outfits anymore. They look pretty old.
You hold it?
From 1846.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff around here named after him.
Yeah, there sure is, isn't there?
He was a businessman.
Had a gaming shop.
What?
Is that what that is?
Man. Tell your mama no. That's ugly.
Let's hold me. Hold you. You'll
do what your mama tells you to do. You understand? Are you ready?
Stocks from native trees like ash and maple.
the...
I gotcha.
Steps. Yeah, steps.
Yeah,
hold
my hand. Yes.
Just Marley, hold my hand. Hold your mommy. Hold mommy's hand.
Hold my hand.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. Hold mommy's
hand. Very, very good. That's how you should do all this time.
That's a good girl.
What is it from the 13th?
It's a horse with an and a man and their knights.
Hmm.
Horse has got an outfit on too.
You know, I'm like you, Shell. I didn't realize there were firearms back in the 14th century. The white people did. Read the one, what, Lizzie Mae?
Something about the one guy that was hired. I can't think of his name now. To kill all of those buffalo. Kill like, I don't know how many of them within 8 months.
Why'd they want him killed?
I don't know, something. Buffalo, what's his name?
Buffalo Bill Hickok?
Yeah, that's where he got his name from.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I know one thing, they used to get in the way of the trains. That might have been something to do with it.
Yeah, can you stop it?
I know, I'm thinking of Wild Bill Hickok. It was just Buffalo Bill. Yeah.
First lady's puzzle. New arrival, white mountain puzzles, 1597. That's not bad. Different Lady Bird Johnson. Get over here and hold that one.
You want it?
Very good.
Go outside.